Okay, so we're recording now, and what I'm going to do is mute everybody so that we don't have a lot of interference on the line, but I hope our little friends stay with us. Hold on. Okay, I guess we're going to lose our little dolphin friends on the line. Lori, if you can star 6 to unmute yourself.
I just did. I'm here.
Perfect. Yay. So I'd like to welcome everyone to the first Friday of the month, Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your hostess today. I'm an animal communicator and the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and a contributing author to the new Dolphins and Whales Forever. And we do this gathering the first Friday of every month at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific. And it's just an opportunity, really, for us to bring our energy together and enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of the planet. And those of you who've been on a lot know that I do bring in different people to facilitate these calls, and it's just really great to have different perspectives, different meditations, and different ways for us to do this work. And all the past meditations are archived, recorded on our website, which is globalwaterhealing.org. And I really want to thank David Rosenthal of Dolphin Heart World and Ann Gordon of Whale Watching Panama for putting that website together for me, because I am technologically impaired, so it's great to have friends who know what they're doing. So I'm really excited today to introduce our facilitator, Lori Rayon and Master Kat Puda. We have both been presenters at the first two Cetacean Summits, and Lori Rayon is an internationally known interspecies communicator and soul healer. And her gifts really allow her to speak to the animals and the angels and translate their messages to humanity. Rayon works in sacred partnership with the whales and the dolphins and Master Kat Puda, who's a being of ascended master energy. And this soul has incarnated into the body of a cat 5 separate times during Rayon's life and continues to work with her through telepathic connection. Lori has been named Standing Whale Mother by Native Americans, and she brings the wisdom and healing energies of the whales and the dolphins to the people, guided by spirit and the energy of Master Kat Puda. And she leads trips and retreats and really cool workshops across the country. Lori is also a contributor to the book Dolphins and Whales Forever, and she just released a transformational film called Living in Your Sacred Heart. So after the meditation today, I encourage you to go to her website, lorirayon.com, and that's LauriRayon.com, to read more about her and the fabulous Master Kat Puda. So, Lori, I'm just going to let you take it away, and when you're done with the meditation, I will unmute people so that they can share or, just check back in with us, make sure everybody's back in their body. So thanks, Lori. What are you going to do for us?
Thank you, Mary, for inviting us. It's our pleasure and our honor and such a privilege to be here with all of you. So we're going to just go ahead and dive right in to the blessing. And the title of this particular meditation is The Origin of Water. And the information has come through the Akashic Records and through my soul connection to Master Kat Puda, who is an aspect of Seth. So we begin. Today, we gather as a force of light, choosing to access the aspect of oneself that is the highest vibration of one's higher self. Today, we access the core of our own divinity that is deeply caring, loving and self-nurturing. For many of us, when we think of a being on earth that embodies these qualities, we think of a cetacean that would be a dolphin or a whale. Let us find that ambassador of joy and bliss now within ourselves that is a representative of living within the pod of humanity. From this place, everyone serves the greater good of the pod and is a beloved brother or sister. We are beings that are capable of great love and that express here on earth through love of self as well as unconditional love for our earth community. Our intention as a group today is for each of us to acknowledge and access our own multidimensionality. We are capable of being in many places and within many timelines at the same time. In doing this, we open our human selves to conscious creation, accessing the memories within ourselves and new realms of possibilities. Together now, we raise our vibration to a place of sacredness, and we connect now to a portal of light that will open with your intention in your very own home, wherever you are in the world. This portal of light in your own home will directly connect you to a greater portal of light that we will meet and access together. So I would ask that you would call in your master guides and angels now to be around you, to triangulate with you, and to come with you on this magical journey into your own portal of light. Let's breathe deeply now together. Ground our energy into the core of Mother Earth. And ask that your human form is cared for and protected as we each open our portal of light where we can meet. Ask permission for the portal to enter, and then give yourself permission to enter. Within this portal are all of your records of all of your lives, actually stored in the energetic field of that which is you. You as a human are holographic in nature, and you are literally light projected onto the medium or the matrix of Earth. Many call it the matrix or the web or the crystalline grid. This now moment is the point of projection on which you perceive yourself, that which you currently physically exist within. As your portal opens, you travel easily through the portal tunnel where we each find ourselves on the northeast shore of the island of Kauai. Here we gather as many souls of light, and we ask permission now to move through the stargate of Earth where all souls enter or leave the planet. As we take a breath, permission is given, and we find that we have consciously merged with our multidimensional selves. As we travel now through space and time, we look around and we see many of our dolphin and whale friends traveling with us. Many angels and guides are here as well as we set our intention to travel now to the sun. Our sun is the gateway or stargate to the greater galaxy. As we approach, we ask permission to greet our solar family, and we feel the warmth and appreciation as we pass through our very own star. In our multidimensional presence, we fold space and time. In this vibration, we set our sights on the Orion star system. Breathing deeply now, knowing this is absolutely possible, we approach the Orion system, and as you look ahead, you will see the three stars that make up the belt of Orion. Each of you now should intuitively choose the one that calls to you and pass through to the other side. We pass through these stargates. We remember that linear time in our world is constructed from this place. We move now quite easily in our slipstream to a star that we know as Antares in the Scorpius constellation. Here we descend into a time and a place where we see many of our brothers and sisters from other worlds of form. In this time of memory, we move back to a time when our planet Earth and its creation was conceived of. At that time, our planet was seen as a place that would be a universal library of light, a soul school of noble intention that was put onto the drawing board, a place that would welcome all souls from all corners of the galaxy that chose to incarnate into a physical form in a world where polarity is the seeming state of existence while embodying a physical humanoid form. And so it was decided that a third planet from the single sun in our solar system would be formed. It would be created with the qualities and potential that would ultimately support souls wishing to incarnate into a biological physical form. The new planet would be called Terra and would exist as a support for many physical forms that would all be water-based, with hydrogen and oxygen as the molecular base for life in this new world. The souls wishing to experience this integrated existence would choose an archetypal form that would literally be born onto Terra into a water-based body. The life force of life on this new planet would use the physiology of the carbon-based molecule to create itself. So from the place of creation and planning, with many beings from many worlds of light participating with permission from Prime Creator, all went according to the divine plan, with permission from Creator to move forward with preparing the medium for which physical life could exist. It was decided in creating the new world of Terra that the life force of liquid water would be brought to our planet. At that time, our planet was made up of the elements of mineral and earth. The life force of light was decrystallized into carbon and brought into the molecule of H2O, or water as we know it today. It was decided that all of the water would be delivered at one time. The water that was created for Earth would be sentient, conscious, and alive. Our water would have memory capabilities, and the amount or measurement of water would never be destroyed, only recycled. Water was created to be the medium for life to be seeded and to evolve. Water would also be the medium of storage and memory for the Akashic records of the planet. Every soul's journey would be recorded in the water molecules of Earth for posterity. The consciousness of water would always be available for all souls to access as they evolved and began to seek information stored in the Akashic records. The history of all that has been, is now, or ever will be, is in our water. The history and knowledge is within the water in the oceans, and even within the water of your body. The exact amount of water that was delivered is the exact same amount that exists today. The water was given the capability of transforming itself into vapor so that it could travel and cover the planet in clouds and descend to the earth through snow and rain. The water that was originally delivered as an ocean began to move freely upon the earth, and it created rivers, lakes, and streams. The water was given the capacity to freeze and to create ice. But most importantly, the water became the necessary component for physical life to be seeded, to be born, and for water-based life to exist and evolve. Water is sentience, and we are water. So as we remember our own creation and the history of our water, we ask now to tap into the Akashic record of the vibration of water when it first arrived. The water was so loved and held in the essence of our own source energy. The water was filled with light and color and song, holding the purest, most pristine designs of geometric forms. The water was pure potentiality for each of us and for all of us. In many ways, water then was simply crystallized light. When we think about healing all of the waters on our planet here today and restoring the original vibration, we must first think about healing ourselves as we are keepers of the water. We are keepers of the water within our own body. Water in our bodies responds instantly to love and to appreciation. If we can offer our own water perfect love and acceptance, forgiveness, and then gratitude, we can transform our own body into a vehicle that can carry more light. When the vibration of the water in your body rises, the crystalline structure of the water that is your own blood changes and vibrates again in the frequency of healing and well-being. By consciously blessing the water within us, in just a few moments, we are changed. We are healed, and we become good stewards for the sentience of water. So together, now joined in love, we breathe in and we take the opportunity to change the water in our own bodies through intention. As we become lighter, we crystallize the light within us and we return much of our own water vibration and consciousness to that of purity and love. We connect now directly to the energy of our own sun, moving into a completely relaxed state where we are floating into bliss. Become aware of your breath. Feel your physical body in peace and move into emotional balance, deeply connected to your heart space. Project your consciousness now into the solar body of the sun itself. You are now in union with the transforming energy of the sun. Connect now with your higher self of the divine light of Creator. As you do this, visualize yourself as a glowing, pulsating sphere of solar light. And now, radiating your divine solar light energy, ask for a merger of the highest light. You are now a unified, vibrating solar sphere of divine light. And now, bring your solar light body down through the portal to connect and merge with your human physical form. Breathing deeply, allowing the sun's solar codes to penetrate your skin, your muscle tissue, and your bloodstream. Bringing your awareness into the feeling state of your human form. Feeling soft, white light penetrate your tissues. And now, bring your awareness to your crown chakra. Open it slowly to receive an infusion of divine solar light. Feeling the energy move through the tissues in your body and into the bloodstream, becoming golden, liquid, streaming light, affirming, I am light. All of my cells are being bathed in soothing, warm solar light, light of the divine. The light from my crown chakra is now filling my entire head, illuminating my pineal. My third eye is expanding and further activating. This divine, liquid, streaming solar light is now flowing into my spine. The soothing, divine white light flows down my spine and fills my perineum. I sense and feel a swirling pool of light at my base in my root chakra. I am light. Bursts of light are surging up my spinal column, saturating each chakra. Charged and powerful, swirling light is emanating from my heart into counter-rotating fields of light around me. My energy and the light ripples out into the waters of the world, expanding and permeating every molecule of water. My heart light continues to expand out into the world as I emanate pure light and love. I breathe more solar light into my heart, and it continues to spark through me and ignite into the waters of the world, transforming and healing as it goes. I am light. Amplified light energy is now flowing through your entire meridian system. You are in full body light activation, breathing divine solar light into your entire body, connecting your divine energy systems now with intention and love to the crystalline world light grid. Sensing and seeing a continual infusion of solar divine light flowing through your crown, down your spine, into Mother Earth. As your light flows into the earth, it flows out into the waterways and the oceans of earth. As you are being upgraded and infused with perfect and pure light, you share it now with the waters of the world. You are being calibrated with more light, sensing and feeling sacred geometric forms spinning within you. Seeing and feeling your body's light continue to expand and upgrade to where it can hold more light. Feeling your light now is consciousness being shared with the rivers and the lakes, flowing into the many streams of earth, flowing into the reservoirs. Using this opportunity to work as a force of light, purifying the drinking water. It flows into the pipelines, carries the water to the homes for the people, vibrating with love. This purified light is now flowing into the light and the water that creates the various drinks that we purchase. The water is purified into the many products, our dish soaps, our shampoos, and the many food products stored in water are being purified now and calibrated in light. We are moving as a unified force of light, purifying, transmuting, and changing every molecule of water into that of pure crystalline light. On this most auspicious day, we have gathered as a force of conscious, water-based light beings. We have answered the call of our hearts to come together now in this water blessing. We declare this a divine activity of light and acknowledge that we have accessed the Stargate of Light that is open for us with permission. This Stargate portal is open throughout the multiverse and now opens through this quadrant of our galaxy, this solar system, through our sun, and onto Earth herself. This gold and pearlescent portal illuminates all life and all water in golden pearlescent light, connected to the threefold flame of our divinity. Together, we bless the waters of our planet as we raise our vibrations collectively, and we initiate new forms of action in life upon planet Earth. From our hearts, we bless the waters of life. We bless ourselves as divine instruments working to serve the greater good. We choose now to combine our sparks of light, uniting to create a vast, glowing radiance that will surround and permeate this planet. Let us pause now for a moment to offer our love and immense gratitude to Mother Gaia. Let's take a few moments of silence as she has so kindly and graciously nourished us for the eons of time that we have existed here as humans. Let us bring her healing love and light into every corner of her beingness. We love you, Mother Earth. Ask that everyone would breathe deeply now, integrating that which you have created, feeling united as a group of humans who have actively taken the helm of conscious creation. We connect now to the ancients of our planet who came before us in the form of whales. And we ask that as we connect to them now, that they sound our song through their songs into the oceans. We welcome the whales. And the dolphins. We offer our deepest gratitude to the cetacean nations, beautiful ancient beings of our planet that hold the water sacred. We join with them now as we close this healing and this blessing of our earth and all water by blessing all beings in all places and at all times. Namaste. We are Lori Rion and Master Cat Puda as Seth. We love you so. Ask that everyone would come back now into your body, feeling the integration and the love of this new vibration. Knowing that our collective energy and intentions have been transferred to the crystalline grid and to the waters around the earth, you've used the power of your own consciousness to join together for the greater good as a conscious creator. And I know the spirit of water thanks us. Thank you, everyone. We celebrate water.
Wow, thank you, Lori.
You're most welcome.
Wow.
How are you feeling?
I'm way out there. So I hope everybody can come back into their body and wiggle their toes and fingers and stretch a little bit, coming back into this physical space. And I'm going to open the line up in just a minute so that you know, people can share a little bit or you know, thank Lori, whatever. And I would like to remind everyone that our next gathering is on New Year's Day.
Ooh.
January.
Ooh, I like that.
January 1st is our next first Friday, and I'm going to be leading something to start the new year off.
Oh, good.
So I know it's kind of a crazy day for everyone, but I invite you to take a half hour, 45 minutes out of your New Year's Day to start the year off right with doing some beautiful work for the oceans. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute everybody. And Lori, if this somehow mutes you, then just star 6 to come back in after it's done, okay?
Okay, so I'll speak, and if you don't hear me, then I'll know.
Yeah, okay, hold on.
Hello?
Yes, you're here, Lori. Good.
Okay.
And I think everybody else is back.
The dolphins are back.
The dolphins are still here.
Wow.
Gotta love it. Listen to them.
That's incredible.
Oh, awesome. Amazing.
I have a question.
Sure.
Just a technical one about New Year's. Will you make a recording of that broadcast and be able to send it to us?
Yeah, I'll make a recording, and it'll probably take a week or so, but it will be posted up on the globalwaterhealing.org website. So they'll all be on there. So you can always go and take a half hour and just do a recording along with, you know, one of our leaders.
Global Healing.
globalwaterhealing.org.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. There's already about a dozen or more on there.
Great.
Will it be the same phone number and access code?
Yes. Yes, it's always this number.
I've been working with the Alchemy Collective just for about 6 months now, and this, luckily, because it opened me to really being able to be present here and be open to all the experiences that you led us through, and I really, really loved it. It was beautiful. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you very much, Lori. I was in and out of consciousness.
I think that's good. You go where you're needed to go. They take you where you need to go. I'm hearing from these dolphins that they'd like to do a call sometime, Mary.
Yeah.
We just, you know, would have to tune into the frequency of the language of light, you know.
Yeah.
Hi, Lori. This is Alice from El Paso. Just wanted to thank you and Puda, and I felt Samuel, too.
Yeah, Samuel is here. We should acknowledge my beautiful boy.
He was the ground. Yeah.
The spotlight Puda gets, but he is here, fully present. Thank you.
Will this meditation be posted?
Yes, it will. It may take a week or more, but it will be posted.
Wonderful.
Great, thanks.
Wonderful.
It just keeps me laughing, you know? You can listen to them all day, you know?
I know, I was just thinking that. It's like, I don't want to hang up. I just want to sit here and listen to these little gibbering like beings.
They're like,
you can talk back.
Aren't you looking forward to the day when you move that fast?
Yes.
Nice, Linda.
recorded too?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is a blessing to have them on the call, isn't it?
Have you ever heard before?
No, I haven't.
I have. Just not on a call like this. I do have them come in sometimes. But not quite like this. This is unique. Usually it's a visual that they do for us, you know. You guys are great.
We are blessed.
Oh, God.
Well, blessings, everyone. I wish you all a very wonderful holiday season here and the best new year yet.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Holiday blessings,
everybody.
Yeah. Namaste.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.